So good morning, ladies and gentlemen. We just played that video. It was, you know, obviously, you know, Ted's voice. Now, Ted passed away in 2008. So those comments that he made were at least, you know, 10 years ago. And I always, when I hear them, I always, you know, think just how prescient he was in terms of hearing, seeing things, everywhere, anywhere, on whatever device. So in any case, it keeps on reminding me and reminding us of how this company was founded. In any case, welcome to the Rogers campus and the Velma Rogers Graham Theatre. And for those of you on webcast, thank you for joining us as well. Now, my name is Alan Horn, Chairman of the Board, and on behalf of the Board of Directors and Officers, I am pleased to welcome you to this year's shareholders' meeting. In accordance with the company's articles, I will act as Chairman of the meeting, and our Chief Legal Officer, David Miller, will act as Recording Secretary. Before we begin the meeting, I would like to welcome our new President and Chief Executive Officer, Joe Natale, who is here with us today. We're thrilled to have Joe join the team. Now, Joe is 11 hours on the job and counting. I would like to call the annual general meeting of the shareholders to order. We will now commence with the formal part of the meeting. After the vote on the motions contained in the information circular and considering any other business that might properly come before today's meeting, we will close the formal part of the meeting, and then I, together with our Chief Financial Officer, Tony Staffieri, will review the company's recent results and discuss the priorities and objectives going forward. And following that, Joe Natale will say a few words. We'll then open the floor to questions from shareholders. Following the conclusion of the question and answer period, everyone is invited to an informal reception, which will be held across the foyer in a reception hall. This will provide you an opportunity to meet and speak with Rogers officers and directors, and of course to pepper Joe with questions. And with that, I'd like to introduce my colleagues on the Board of Directors who are present here today, and we ask that they stand and be recognized. Bill Birchall, Bonnie Brooks, John Clappison, Phil Lind, John McDonald, Isabel Marcoux, David Peterson, Edward Rogers, Loretta Rogers, Martha Rogers, and Charles Sirwell. I'd also like to welcome our new director nominees who are here with us today. Robert Despatie and Robert Gemmell. Thank you. Moving on, I will now appoint Chris DeLima and Kay Harrison of CST Trust Company, the Rogers Registrar and Transfer Agent, to act as scrutineers for this meeting. The notice calling this meeting and the proxy relating to this meeting were mailed on March 17, 2017, to the shareholders of record as of March 1, 2017. CST Trust Company has provided proof of delivery to shareholders as required of the notice and proxy related to this meeting, with the information circular and the 2016 annual report and financial statements having been made available to shareholders per the notice and access provisions of the applicable securities laws. Unless there is an objection, I will dispense with the reading of the notice of the meeting. I've also received the scrutineer's preliminary report on attendance at today's meeting, and I'm advised that there are a sufficient number of shareholders and proxy holders in attendance to constitute a quorum. The scrutineers have also informed me that the number of shares to be voted by proxy against matters to be presented in this meeting is less than 5% of the voting shares outstanding. Accordingly, voting on the business to be transacted at the meeting will be conducted by a show of hands unless a person entitled to vote at the meeting demands a ballot. So notice having been properly given and a quorum being present, I now declare the meeting to be regularly called and properly constituted for the transaction of business. As noted in the information circular, only holders of Class A shares or their proxy holders are entitled to vote on matters at today's meetings. Holders of Class B shares are, however, encouraged to participate in discussions during the question and answer period. The first item of business is the presentation of the company's 2016 annual report and consolidated financial statements, copies of which were made available outside of the auditorium. I now formally present these items to the meeting, including the report of our external auditors, KPMG LLP. I would ask that any questions related to the financial statements be held until after the presentations. Before we proceed with the election of the company's directors, on behalf of the board, senior management, the Rogers family, and all Rogers shareholders, I'd like to take a moment to recognize and thank Bill Birchall for the value he has added over his 12 years of service as a director on the Rogers board. His contributions have been many, and we all extend our sincere appreciation. Bill, thank you. As I said, last night, Bill's initials may be BB, but thinking of rating agencies, I think his performance as a director has suddenly been AAA+. As you know, the board has decided to make a change in our president and CEO a few months ago. As a result, Guy Lawrence left Rogers in October 2016. But on behalf of the board and the Rogers family, I'd like to thank Guy for his efforts and contributions during his tenure. I'd also like to recognize Robert Despatie and Rob Gamble, who are standing for election as directors on the board. Robert Despatie has many years' experience in the telecommunications industry. He joined Videotron in 2001 and held a variety of senior positions there and at Quebecor until becoming president and CEO of Quebecor from May 2013 until April 2014. So welcome, Robert. Rob Gamble spent 25 years in the investment banking business in both the U.S. and in Canada, including as president and chief executive officer of Citigroup Global Markets Canada and its predecessor companies from 1996 to 2008. I'm pleased that we've attracted nominees of their character and caliber to the board and look forward to their participation and contributions in the coming years. The board has fixed the number of directors to be elected at the meeting at 15. As you know, matters in the last week have moved rather quickly, with the great news that Joe Natale would be able to join us earlier than planned. It is our intention that Joe will join the Rogers board today. However, to accomplish this, the procedure is that we will first deal with the nominees set out in the information circular, and then immediately after the shareholders' meeting, the board will meet to fix the number of directors at 16 and appoint Joe to the board. So we will now proceed with the election of the 15 directors named in the information circular. The nominating committee intends to nominate all 15 of those names. I now call on nominations for the board.
I nominate the following persons for election as directors of the company: Bonnie Brooks, Rob Burgess, John Clappison, Robert Despatie, Robert Gemmell, Alan Horn, Phil Lind, John McDonald, Isabel Marcoux, David Peterson, Edward Rogers, Loretta Rogers, Martha Rogers, Melinda Rogers, and Charles Sirwa, and move that they be elected directors to hold office until the next annual meeting of shareholders.
Thank you, Loretta. May I have a second?
Mr. Chairman, my job is to second the motion, which I will. I'd like to just start by also saying how grateful I am to TELUS to come into arrangements with Rogers to get Joe to start. I'm extremely bullish on the future of the company with Joe, our management team, and the men and women across Canada. And to pay special attention to Alan Horn, who's done a fabulous job leading this company since October. We couldn't have done it without you, Alan. Thank you. And I'd also like to second the motion. Thank you.
Well, that's the longest seconder I've ever heard, in any case. But I guess so. So moving on. Yeah. Are there any further nominations? Given that there are no additional nominations, I declare the nominations closed. As the number of nominees is the same as the number of directors to be elected, I hereby declare that the 15 individuals nominated have been elected directors of Rogers Communications until the next annual meeting. The next item of business is a resolution appointing the external auditors of Rogers Communications. May I have a motion with respect to the appointment of auditors?
I move that KPMG LLP Chartered Professional Accountants be appointed as auditors of the company to hold office until the next annual meeting or until their successor is appointed.
Thank you, Mr. Clapson. May I have a second?
I second the motion.
Thanks, John. Having heard the motion, is there any discussion? Would all holders of Class A shares in favor of the motion please raise their right hand? Contrary, if any? I declare the motion carried. Is there any other business that may properly be brought before the meeting for consideration? Ladies and gentlemen, as there is no other formal business that may be properly brought before the meeting, I declare the meeting now closed. So we'll now proceed with remarks from myself, Tony Staffieri, Rogers Chief Financial Officer, and Joe Natale, our new President and Chief Executive Officer. Following these remarks, we will take questions. I caution everyone that the presentations and the discussion today may contain forward-looking statements. Such statements are based on assumptions as to the future and on management's current expectations and are naturally subject to risks and uncertainties. As suggested on the cautionary slide behind me, you should review Rogers' 2016 annual report and first quarter 2017 MD&A. So given that this year has been a year of transition, the format for this part of the meeting will be slightly different. I will start off with a brief overview of our performance. Tony Staffieri will then present a financial update, and then Joe Natale, our new CEO, will say a few words. So in 2016, we took important steps to build long-term shareholder value and at the same time delivered strong year-end results. Our results reflect solid execution of our plan and the value of our asset mix. In 2016, we continued to invest in our networks, our products, our services, and our employees to deliver a better experience for our customers. We grew revenue, adjusted operating profit, and free cash flow. And as you can see, we achieved all of our growth targets for the year and returned $988 million in cash to shareholders. Strategically, we took important steps to position our business for the long term. Our decision to deploy Comcast's IPTV solution, while difficult from a financial point of view, was absolutely the right decision. Our launch plans are on track, and we're looking forward to offering our customers this exciting product. Over the past 6 months, we've also made a number of changes to strengthen the company. These include streamlining our organization and operations to make decision-making more nimble and effective. All these efforts are paying off. Just yesterday, we reported our first quarter results, which show we continue to make good, steady progress. The results are a testament to our leadership team and to all of our employees who delivered exceptional results during a period of transition. And while it's still early days, our growth profile for 2017 continues to improve, which will allow us to enhance our financial flexibility. We will, of course, continue to focus on execution and capture productivity improvements. This will ensure we turn revenue growth into operating income and free cash flow growth. Of course, there should be no complacency. One quarter's good results can often sow the seeds of future years' lack of success. This is that we operate in a very competitive industry, so there's no time to take the foot off the gas. As always, our long-term goal is to deliver sustainable long-term growth. So as I look ahead, I remain confident of our future. We have the right plan, momentum on our side, and an experienced team. And we look forward to the leadership of our new CEO, Joe Natale. So in closing, I'd like to thank our customers for their business and our shareholders for the confidence. I'd also like to thank our 25,000 employees and our management team for their focus and support during the management transition, the board for its guidance and confidence, and of course, the Rogers family. And now with that, I will ask Tony Staffieri, our Chief Financial Officer, to go through the details of the financials in more detail. Thanks, Tony.
Thank you, Alan, and good morning, everyone. This morning, I'll share with you an overview of our 2016 results, our first quarter results for this year, and why we continue to be well-positioned to build on our momentum. As Alan mentioned, we achieved our 2016 growth targets, and just yesterday reported our first quarter results, which set the stage for stronger growth in 2017. Last year, we grew revenue by 2%, adjusted operating profit by 1%, and maintained disciplined capital spending to help drive free cash flow growth of 2%. In addition to meeting our financial guidance, we achieved some of our best subscriber metrics in a number of years. Wireless service revenue increased 5% and marked our best revenue growth since 2009. This growth reflected postpaid net additions of 286,000, up 180,000 year on year, increased data usage, as well as more customers choosing our high value share everything plans. Postpaid churn declined 4 basis points to 1.23%, the lowest it's been since 2010. We saw this trend continue in the first quarter and remain focused on further reducing churn as we improve the customer experience. Our internet business continued to be the growth engine of our cable segment. In 2016, internet revenue increased 11% and net additions were up 97,000, up 60,000 year on year. It's clear customers are demanding faster speeds as they connect more and more devices in their homes. We achieve these strong internet results by meeting these demands. In fact, we offer the fastest, widely available internet speeds in our marketplace. And this competitive advantage is not only helping us win internet customers, it's helping us win households. Almost half of our residential internet base is on speeds of 100 megabits per second or higher, and last year we completed the rollout of our gigabit internet service to our entire footprint of over 4 million homes. In the fourth quarter, we announced a long-term agreement with Comcast to bring our customers the All-IP X1 video platform in early 2018. This is a proven, scalable solution, and our customers will benefit from a roadmap of continuous innovation. We've seen the success X1 has had in the U.S. market, including attracting subscribers, increasing revenue, lowering churn, and most importantly, delivering a better customer experience. And that brings me to our progress on improving the overall customer experience here at Rogers. This remains a top priority for us. We made some good progress last year, focused on self-serve and value-add offerings. We expanded our popular Roam Like Home service to over 100 international destinations. We introduced a data manager tool that helps families manage their wireless data usage in real time. And we launched mobile-first billing and social media support on Twitter. We know our approach is resonating as self-serve transactions grew significantly in 2016. We're excited about doing more for our customers this year, including offering new ways to interact with us digitally. Media delivered another year of compelling content and entertainment. Revenue was $2.1 billion, and sports accounted for 56% of that. For the second year in a row, Sportsnet was the number one sports media brand in Canada. In 2016, we decided to wind down ShowMe, our streaming service with Shaw, and shifted our focus from print to digital media. These were important steps to position our media business for the future and keep pace with changing audience demands. Now I'll turn to an update on our financial flexibility. We reduced our key leverage ratio to 3.0 from 3.2 a year ago. We expect to make more progress this year towards our target ratio of 2.5 or better as we grow adjusted operating profit and free cash flow. We maintain our strong financial position reflected in our investment grade ratings and with ample liquidity available. Our average debt term to maturity is over 10 years and borrowing costs remain well under 5%. With the solid momentum we had exiting 2016, our 2017 targets reflect even stronger growth for revenue and adjusted operating profit than we achieved last year. With higher AOP and stable CapEx, free cash flow is also anticipated to grow in line. And yesterday, we reported first quarter 2017 results, which reflected an excellent start towards our targets. We delivered strong service revenue growth of 4%, as well as healthy flow-through to adjusted operating profit with growth of 6%. Strong AOP growth combined with lower CapEx drove free cash flow growth of over 50% year-on-year. These results were underpinned by impressive subscriber performance in both wireless and cable. Ultimately, our goal is to build long-term shareholder value. And as you can see from this slide, our share price performance reflects our strong results as well as investor confidence in our ability to execute going forward. Total shareholder return of 35% from the beginning of 2016 to date has outperformed our peers and the TSX by a healthy margin. I'll wrap up my remarks with a few key themes to frame our progress and the view ahead. Revenue momentum is strong, and we're translating top-line growth to higher profit and free cash flow. In wireless, we're delivering across all of the key fundamentals. We have the competitive advantage in our internet, and our cable offerings only get more compelling once we launch X1 early next year. And with stronger expected profit and cash flow, we will continue to enhance our financial flexibility. In closing, 2016 was a pivotal year for us, and we're off to an excellent start towards achieving stronger growth in 2017. We remain committed to further improving the experience for our customers and to generating more value for our shareholders. Thank you.
So thank you, Tony, for those remarks. And now it gives me great pleasure to call on our new President and Chief Executive Officer, Joe Natale, to make a few comments.
Thank you, Alan. It's an honor to be here today, my first day at Rogers. It's very kind of you to arrange the AGM around my start date. When I thought about what I would say today, I was inspired by a number of things. Inspired by the incredible history of the company, the passion of the team, the strength across wireless, cable, business, and media markets, the growth potential. They are all second to none. Ted built an incredible company. It's one I've always admired, and I'm truly honored to be your next CEO. Let me begin by thanking Alan, the Rogers family, and the entire board for their support for this incredible opportunity. Let me also extend a heartfelt congratulations to the leadership team and all 25,000 members across Canada for delivering strong Q1 results. Impressive subscriber metrics, robust growth in revenue, higher profit and free cash flow, along with great progress on customer churn. Together, we will continue this momentum and build on it. To be clear, it's not my intention to set up my plan today. After all, I've only been in the job for about 11 hours. Alan started counting at 1 minute past midnight, in case you're wondering where 11 hours came from. What I can say is that I will work with the team to set in short order a clear and specific strategic priorities for the future. Over my career as a leader, I focused and really believed in four key areas. Let me spend a few minutes on these. First of all, I have an overarching belief that everything starts and ends with culture. It's the foundation for sustainable success, especially in a fast-paced industry like ours. Peter Drucker once said, strategy, culture eats strategy for breakfast. This means creating an environment where people can thrive professionally and personally. This means creating an environment where ideas turn into action with agility and steadfast commitment. This means creating a culture underpinned by values that drive success for Rogers and for our team. Second, I believe that teams only succeed if they obsess, truly obsess, over the customer experience. We will succeed if we look at every idea, every change, through the lens of the customer. Every great company is built on this belief. This means absolutely everyone plays a role. I believe there are only two jobs in any business: those who serve the customer and those who support the people who serve the customer. And that's why Rogers set out to improve its customer experience a few years ago. I've been impressed with the inroads Rogers has made. There's definitely more work to do, but there are signs of good progress. Third, growth. Growth must be at the center of the financial and operational agenda. We need to look at all levers at our disposal: innovation, investment, to drive growth. You know, as an engineer and business leader, I've always had a passion for innovation. In our fast-paced digital world, our innovation muscle is absolutely critical. The challenge lies in delivering innovation that is unique to Rogers and compelling for our customers. But it's not innovation for innovation's sake. It must be squarely focused on delivering profitable growth. Overall, I believe that building the right culture will drive an unassailable focus on the customer and in turn will deliver sustained growth and value creation. In that order. Finally, I believe in the importance of community and social responsibility. I firmly believe when a business does well, it has a responsibility to support the communities where it operates. Rogers has a wonderful history of giving, started by Ted, and I look forward to carrying this legacy forward. But these are just a few thoughts. After all, it is only my first day on the job. Over the next few weeks, I want to hear from our team, from our customers and our shareholders, to formulate our priorities going forward. Tomorrow, I'll start in the field with our cable technicians to get their feedback and input. In the next few days, I'll visit some retail stores and call centers to see what it's like to be our customer and to serve our customers every day. Listening to our customers and their feedback is something I'm very, very passionate about. On that note, let me thank our customers for their business, and let me thank our shareholders for their confidence. I'm excited to be here. I can't wait to dig in. I'm in the seat. I'm ready to go. This is a great Canadian company with a very, very promising future. I look forward to working with Edward and Alan and the entire senior team to ensure a smooth transition. Together, our purpose is very, very clear: to build on Ted's legacy and to work together to write the next chapter. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Joe, for those great comments. So with that, I will now open the floor to any questions from shareholders. Also note that that members of the executive team, leadership team, are here with us today and are available to help answer any questions you might have. If any shareholders have a question, please rise, wait to be recognized, identify yourself as a Rogers shareholder or a proxy holder, and because this part of the proceedings is also being webcast, please be sure to wait until a microphone is handed to you before asking your question. So now, are there any questions? it looks like we're going back to reducing my average of one question per meeting. Anyway. But ladies and gentlemen, if there is a question up here.
Karen James.
Hi.
Shareholder and Rogers retiree. Welcome, Mr. Natale. I just have a question about dividend increases going forward. You've had stellar results. Congratulations. I'd like to see those dividends starting to rise again. Can you address that, please?
Well, why don't I take that one? Obviously, we've paused on dividend increases last year. I would reflect just in passing that since we made that decision, the stock's up about 25%. So. Maybe that's sending some messages to us. However, look, I think the focus of the company will always be to have the company as rock solid as possible, both from a networks perspective, from a financial perspective, from a balance sheet perspective, and also in respecting returns to shareholders. So all those will be taken into account, and as we look at dividend policy going forward. It looks like that's the one question. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if there are no further questions, thank you for attending today. We now invite you to join our directors and members of senior management for a reception. And please follow the direction of staff to the hall across the foyer as you leave the auditorium. We're looking forward to seeing you there. So thank you very much. Thank you.